Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
We are not savages. Apes fight only to survive.
Bad human kill ape. All dead now, a long time. Long time.
Bad humans.
Soldier.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adolf Vega from 3D or 2D.com, and today I'm reviewing The War for the Planet of the Apes. As always, I'll review the 3D element of this movie first. Unfortunately, the 3D visuals for this movie are not impressive and don't do much of anything. Occasionally, you'll see rifle barrels pop out of the screen, and some scenes have snow falling, and it looks pretty good in the 3D and the snowflakes flying around in 3D space. The 3D visuals help make the apes look more lifelike because it's a three-dimensional shape instead of a two-dimensional shape. However, overall, I don't think the 3D is all that worthwhile. It's fairly subtle and muted and just not a big aspect of this movie. Overall, the 3D visuals are mediocre and forgettable and just not worth your time. So I'm going to have to give this a final verdict of weak 3D watching 2D instead. Now onto the movie itself. So War for the Planet of the Apes is the third movie within the rebooted movie franchise. I really respect what the filmmakers have done with this franchise and creating an interesting and believable world of apes. This trilogy is possibly one of the best trilogies in cinema, and all three movies are enjoyable and well-crafted. This movie, specifically, is another masterpiece in this film franchise. The first thing I must mention about this movie is how misleading the title is. The title implies the War for the Planet of the Apes, that it's an action movie, and that's not the case. The trailers also are very misleading and give the impression that it's a non-stop action spectacle, you know. And I mention this because the title and the trailers really make an inaccurate picture and maybe set up people for false expectations as they go into this movie. This movie is very dramatic and serious and has lots of subtitles and instead of spoken language. It kind of way, in some way to put it, it feels like an independent movie more than a summer blockbuster. Which, hey, I'm not against independent movies. I'm just saying as a general idea. This movie does have action scenes. I'm not saying that it doesn't, but it really is not the main focus, where the story and the character and the plot are the focus, not the action and what happens in this movie. This is not Transformers. So I kind of feel for some people that may watch this movie and they walk out kind of like, man, that was well done, but that was kind of slow and it didn't have action. And I thought the War for the Planet of the Apes would have all these war scenes with apes and whatever. And I can understand people getting upset, because this is not a typical summer blockbuster. It's very cerebral, very suspenseful, very tense. And, you know, I usually don't comment or care about the title or the marketing when I talk about a review for a movie, but I kind of feel like it's necessary for this. So that's why I mention it first. Now, the movie takes place several years after the events of the previous movie, which it was The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. This is the third movie within the rebooted Planet of the Apes franchise, and it continues the story of Caesar and the superintelligent apes that follow him. The movie builds upon the previous two movies of the franchise and their required viewings before watching this one. If you haven't seen the previous movie, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, I don't think you should watch The War for the Planet of the Apes. And if you haven't seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes, you shouldn't see this either. I think you might get some things, but I think you'll be more lost than anything. So I think it'd probably be a lot better for you just to watch all three. You know, you don't have to watch it back to back, but you definitely need to watch the previous movies before you watch this. It is standalone in some ways, but it does feel, you know, built up from the previous one. The movie does start with some blocks of text on screen that give the viewer some context of what's going on with the story. And, you know, you see some things happen to Caesar and his family and the apes that live with them. And so Caesar must go out and investigate what happens. And he finds out there's a military base run by the humans nearby. Now, broadly speaking, this movie is about family, survival, and the concept of mercy. And the performances of the various apes are perfectly captured and by cutting-edge special effects. It looks amazing. And this is top-notch special effects where I never for a second doubted what I was being shown on screen. The performances here are also excellent too and match the greatness of the visual fidelity in this movie. You know, it's a real testament to what the power of computer-generated characters can do under capable filmmakers. The characters may be digital, but they have depth and substance, and they feel real and authentic. The movie does an excellent job of making these apes relatable and making it easy to have empathy for them. This world the movie presents is gritty, realistic, sad, tragic, but believable and thought-provoking. You're going to really think about things when you walk out of this movie, and it really puts you on notice that how we treat animals and how we treat ourselves as human beings. The movie does a great job of being subtle with a more, I guess, adult theme of than being a summer blockbuster. The movie has many returning characters and several new ones. One of the characters that are new is that of the Colonel. The Colonel is portrayed by Woody Harrelson and is the main villain of this movie. This is easily one of the best performances of Woody Harrelson in his film career. I adore this character. He has one excellent speech where you explain, where you understand, I mean, everything that he has to, everything about his life, his character, and he nailed it. He absolutely nailed that speech. To the fact where I felt like almost wanted to stand up and clap and cheer. And it's like, wow, that's how you do a little soliloquy in a movie and make it so impactful and make a villain interesting. But he's not really a villain. He's just trying to survive as well. So you have empathy for him as well. And that's where it really succeeds, because you understand him, you understand Caesar, you understand the scenario of all these characters, and they feel truly three-dimensional, and you really like them. Another character that was a standout was a character that was an ape that was living in a zoo nearby where they are. This character is a comedic relief, and I really like him. He's very charming and very helpful to the plot. Many times he says things that the audience is thinking, and is a wonderful addition to this movie. Another new character is that of a young girl. This girl is semi-adopted into the ape clan and is another standout. She doesn't have many lines, but she has a very sweet, beautiful innocence to her, and it really showcases itself on screen, and it works really well. The movie keeps some of the best characters from the previous movies and adds new additions that are all excellent and interesting. The movie does a wonderful job of handling all these characters and making you feel like a complete package of characters for this movie. And they're all worthwhile to have. Now, what do I have a problem with this movie? I'm singing a lot of praise here, but there is definitely a problem. And this is the hardest thing to do when I'm not having a spoiler-filled podcast review. This is the ending of the movie is a problem. Not enough to ruin it, but I did feel like it was definitely worth mentioning, even in a spoiler-free review. I won't spoil what happens. I'm not going to do that. I refuse. But the ending is a definition case of what Deus Ex Machina ending would be. It just doesn't feel right. It feels too convenient for the story. Maybe they're trying to do this intentionally and for the narrative, but it feels cheap. It just doesn't work. I understand for the setting with her, how the setting isn't, you know, part of this story as well, but I'm not buying it. and I think it could have been done a little bit better. But overall, the movie does end in a satisfactory manner that feels like closure to the series and delivers on catharsis. So I feel satisfied and relieved when the movie was done. Even if I had a question on how it got to that last bit. In conclusion, this movie is an excellent science fiction movie. You know, science fiction gets a bad rap. A lot of people, a lot of real haters of cinema and film will say, well, it's science fiction. It's not a good movie. It can't be good. It's derivative and it's, you know, I'm a high society person and I'm an elitist and I'm so good that science fiction movies are all garbage. It has to be a drama and, you know, this movie proves them wrong. This movie proves them wrong because it's such a well-established story, such a well-established characters, and it works. I completely believe this Planet of the Apes and this franchise of these three movies are excellent. This is possibly one of my favorite trilogies in cinema, where all three movies are excellent. And you can't even say that for The Godfather. I won't even say that for Lord of the Rings. I kind of think the second Lord of the Rings is kind of a weak movie. But for this movie, all three are excellent. And all three are worth your time. And this is basically a perfect trilogy. And it wraps things up quite nicely. If anything, it's strange because the original Planet of the Apes was a great movie. But the sequels were awful. You know, they have some merit. But they're nowhere near as good as the first. And that franchise went on and on for like several movies. And this rebooted franchise, I think, is far superior than what originally created it. So I really have to give props to the filmmakers for making such a believable, such an empathetic, such a well-crafted movie franchise. And I have to give credit to Andy Serkis, who is the motion capture and voice actor for Caesar. He deserves an Academy Award for his performance as Caesar. It is perfectly executed and is totally believable. And this movie resonates with me and is quite an emotional ride, and it works. This is easily one of the best movies of 2017, and it should not be missed. So, what is my final verdict for the movie? Well, the ending did hurt a little bit, but not a lot. So, and at times it did feel a little bit slow. So at the end of the day, I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10, plus an Editor's Choice Award for the movie. It really touched me. I loved it. And I think it's one of the best movies of 2017. So definitely need to watch this movie. These Apes are some of the best movies franchise I've seen, and it's consistently all three movies are excellent, and bravo to Fox for making these movies and spending the money to make amazing CG. So that's going to be it for this movie review. Thank you for listening. Please review me on iTunes. I keep saying that at the end of the podcast, but I really want you to pay attention. So that's why I'm not going to include the typical ending. You know, if you look for me on podcasts, you know, the review system is a way to help people pop up. So if you look for 3D in podcast app in the Apple, you know, iPhone, you may not find my podcast because, you know, a bunch of other things are there that have higher reviews. So I really implore you to write a review of this podcast series and try to get people to listen, tell your friends about it, and, you know, rate us, like us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and, you know, YouTube. You know, this might be on YouTube, this might be on, you know, Facebook, but please like it and share it with your friends and family. I really appreciate it if you do. Thank you again for your time. Bye.